Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is Radio City Talk.
Right, we're talking Wayne Rooney's testimonial. It takes place at Old Trafford on August the 3rd. And one of the beneficiaries from this is Aldershot Hospital. I'm absolutely delighted this morning to have Sharon Clark in from the hospital. Morning to you, Sharon. Sharon's a cardiac physiologist. We also have in a lovely family. We have young Megan Fish. Morning,
hello.
Megan. How are you?
Okay.
All right. And we've got a mum, Fiona, as well. Good nice morning. To see you, Fiona. You well? Right. Okay. Before we get going, we've got to give a mention to Megan's school. Which school do you go to, Megan?
Leyland Methodist Infant School.
Leyland Methodist Infant School. And your teachers are?
Mrs. Bond and Mrs. Whittaker.
And they both said they'd listen to you, didn't they?
Yeah.
You're not nervous about being on the radio, are you? I get grown men coming in here all sweating and worried about being on the radio. You're absolutely. How old are you, Megan?
7 years
old, right. We're going to tell you a little bit about why you're in here in just a moment or two. Let's start with you, Sharon. Obviously, we're talking about the testimonial, first of all. It's great that Wayne backs Aldershot so much and actually gives you the opportunity and ability to do things.
Oh, yeah. We're incredibly grateful to Wayne and the Wayne Rooney Foundation to provide, monies to support our charity, really.
Yeah,
fantastic.
And the charity is massively important for the running of the hospital and so many different elements of it. Just tell us a little bit about the cardiac room, first of all, and the opportunity that arises from this testimonial.
Well, we have two cardiac echo rooms at the moment that we have kitted out in this fantastic interaction lighting system that provides just amazing provide our kids with distraction techniques that we just can't do our tests without this, really.
So these are children who've come in for treatment. They just need calming. Yeah. They need to feel relaxed within the environment. And it's about sort of kitting out the room so the kids feel at home.
Amazing. I mean, before we had all this put in, we just had blank walls in our treatment rooms. Mm. And now we have kids that have never been able to have tests before, that have come into our rooms, and they just lie on the bed. We give them the iPad. They do interaction, and they have the test done. It's fantastic.
Isn't it interesting? You don't think necessarily that much about the environment, do you? Generally think about going to the hospital. It's all about just being a hospital that treats you. But it's about making sure patients and young patients.
Yeah, and it's also the families, because if the parents are more relaxed, that the children are more relaxed, and we can basically get our job done a lot easier. We can diagnose any heart defects, which that's what we're aiming to do in our department. We can do it much easier because obviously if the children are crying and upset, it is really difficult to do. So this is just fantastic. I mean, we've had it for about a year now and it's changed the way we work.
Right,
in our department.
Mum Fiona, tell us a little bit about Aldershot Hospital and sort of the relationship and, you know, the treatment that you guys have had there.
Well, Megan was born with a very complex heart defect, so she's had all her care since birth under Aldershot. Now, previously, before they had these rooms, it was a nightmare to get anything done to Megan. She just would not let anybody anywhere near her. So they opened up these new rooms with their control through an iPad. Mm. And the children can choose anything they want to be projected onto the walls. So you could have a rainforest theme or under the sea, you can have music videos, you name it, they can put it on the screens. And then that just relaxes them and takes their mind off literally what's been done. So now they can go, she can have an ECG, she can have an echo, she can have whatever they need in the room, and she controls what happens on the walls.
Megan, are there fun things to look forward to when you go to Aldershot?
Well, it's more, it looks more fun than the old hospital. And
What do you like? What do you like when you see in the rooms? Are there things on the walls?
You like One Direction, don't you?
I like One Direction and Frozen and Minions and I can't choose any more
clothes. Minions.
She's worked her way through them.
How serious has it been with Megan?
Oh, it's been horrendously serious.
Yeah.
I don't think people, you know, to look at her, unfortunately you can't see her obviously within radio, but she
looks incredible.
She does look incredible. She's been to hell and back, to be fair. She's had 3 open heart surgeries, she's had 5 TIA strokes, she's had another intervention operation, she's had a couple of catheters, she's been to theatre quite a lot in her little life, but without I say, the care that Alder Hay have given and like staff like Sharon and things, we just wouldn't get through it. You just couldn't do it. And, you know, we're eternally grateful to Wayne Rooney and the Wayne Rooney Foundation for doing the testimonial and choosing Alder Hay to benefit from that, you know, so other children without a cardiac issue can go on and hopefully use these rooms.
You're a tough little cookie, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah. How many children does this essentially benefit or help? How many come through there in a year?
We see up to 275,000 children pass through our hospital yearly. And
amazing.
This money is we're gonna try to roll this out to 37 treatment rooms. So, you know, other children and families can benefit, like Megan and her mum. But it's changed the way we work.
Yeah, because the new hospitals are completely different. I've not been to the new one yet. I got invited to have a look around. I haven't managed to get down. So in my head, it's still the memory of the old one. But
yeah, it's
by
very,
all accounts,
very different to the old one. It's, you know, obviously the same staff and the same, you know, we all care the same. But it's fantastic. I mean, it really is.
The care that they gave in the old hospital was phenomenal. You know, trying to do what they did in that old environment. But this new hospital is just out of this world. I mean, we were very lucky to go and be invited as one of the first people to look around it before they started taking in patients. And from a parent's point of view, it's just out of this world. It's not a hospital. It's more like a hotel. The outdoor space, the play area, the environment and everything is just so more child friendly that it is easier to get a child there in the first place.
I mean, Wayne's one of those footballers. Stephen Gerrard's another. Jamie's another. Isn't
it?
They do things, and they don't necessarily always do things in the public eye for the hospital. Stephen
did a lot for our hospital.
Well, Stephen was involved in a great garden, wasn't he? Being built.
That's phenomenal. Phenomenal.
You use that garden?
Yeah, we've used that garden. That garden is just you couldn't. Yeah. Amazing.
And it's interesting they put the funding in to make sure it happens. For Wayne, does he particularly know exactly what this money's going to be spent on yet? Have you sort of run through that with him?
This is what we this money, hopefully, you know, this is what we wanted to be spent on, because we want our other families to experience what Megan and Fiona, you know, to get treatment on patients is just vitally important. And it helps us. I mean, I've worked there for 24 years, and the difference that this makes to my job is just incredible. I mean, it's changed the way we work, and it makes it so much easier to get vital tests done on children.
Okay, and of course, not all patients are 7 years old.
No, we've got various.
So how does that work? Because obviously, not everyone's into the minions.
No. Obviously, we can control, so we can put on the iPads ourselves. So us in our department, so we've got a Liverpool and Everton one for the boys, and we've just got varied things. We've got about 20 different themes that we can add on even more. I mean, for instance, I'll give an example. We had a patient, a special needs patient, who wouldn't get anything done, wouldn't even walk in the room, nothing. And we knew they liked the emergency services. So we knew beforehand that. So what we did was downloaded all kinds of like fire engines, police cars, and as soon as they come into clinic, we had it on the wall. This child was mesmerised. She sat on the bed, just mesmerised by it, and we got all the tests on that we've never been able to do before.
Right.
So it's fantastic.
It's an unbelievable project going on there. And, of course, this testimonial will raise money for Alder Hay, for Clare House as well, the NSPCC as well as that. Importantly, Megan, which football team do you support?
I support four.
Oh. Four? We normally have maybe two, but four, what are they?
Liverpool.
First.
Everton.
Okay.
Everton, Man United and England.
Oh, right. Cut Manchester United out of that bracket.
Exactly,
you'll be absolutely fine. Don't worry about that. Support Leyland instead.
Yeah.
That'll do you. So are you going to the football match, Megan? Are you going to see Wayne Rooney's testimonial?
I don't know yet.
No? Mum, not sure. Hope so.
Yes.
You might get to. That'll be a good experience. Well, are you guys going to go as well?
Unfortunately, I'm on holiday. I would have went.
Now I've forced you into that. But a wonderful occasion as well. And we would encourage as many Blues as possible to get
obviously
down there.
Yes, definitely.
You know, definitely.
Yes, because, I mean, it's Everton and Man United. I mean, we need to, you know, encourage them to come together and raise a lot of money for us.
What's Wayne Rooney said about his testimonial? Has he spoken to you just about the game and the occasion? Has he said anything about that? No, not yet.
No. I've not.
Have you met Wayne yet or not?
I,
no.
I actually met Colleen a couple of years ago when she was in with her sister, and I was in Mergan in intensive care, but that was many, many years ago.
Right. Well, the best of luck with it all.
Thank you.
Sounds absolutely brilliant. So, Megan, thank you very much indeed.
Buy your tickets.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No problems. Lovely to meet you. You've got summer holidays now, haven't you?
Yes.
Oh, Mummy will have hands full. Fiona, thank you very much
indeed.
And Sharon as well.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.